Welcome to Maseches Nazir, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 4, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins, if a husband says, Hareini Nazir, behold, I'm a Nazir, accepts upon himself a Nazir vow. Then he turns to his wife and he says, Ve'at, how about you? Do you also want to be a Nazira? Va'amra Amen, and she says, sure, I would also. Still, says the Mishnah, Me'feresh Shalah, the husband is able to annul her Nazirus, because he never said to her, I want you to be a Nazira. He just says, do you want to be a Nazira? She says, yes. If later he says, I offered it to you, but I didn't say I want you to be one, I didn't confirm it, he's able to do that. So therefore, she does not have to keep her Naziris. However, Vishaloi Kayim, his Naziris stands because he didn't, depend his Naziris on her Naziris. Says the Mishnah. However, if the woman said, Hareini Nazira, behold, I am a Nazir, and then she turns to her husband and she says, Ve'ata, how about you? Vamar Amen, and he says, yes, me as well. Then ain't no yachal hafer. Then the husband cannot abolish the neder, the vow of his wife, the naziris of his wife, because by saying amen that he wants to be a nazir, he's agreeing to her naziris, and he is saying that he's a nazir as well. So therefore, he can no longer come back and be mayfair. He can no longer come and annul the vow. Let's see one more Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. So the halacha is that biblically, if a person violates most negative commandments in the Torah, as long as they have an action. Halachas, they get malchus, they get lashes. The Torah calls it 40 lashes, but in essence, it's really 39. In addition to that, even though sometimes a person may not violate a negative commandment, the Rabbanon, the rabbis, the Bez, and the Jewish court also has the power within their hands to give what's called makas mardus, lashes for one that's rebellious. So if you have a person that intentionally is violating some particular commandment, even though maybe biblically they shouldn't receive lashes, but the Rabbanon, the rabbis, do have the power to do that. So let's see this Mishnah, how that works. It says the Mishnah, Isha Shenadra ben Nazir, if a woman accepts upon herself to be a Nazir, but she just continues to drink wine as if nothing happened, and to come into contact with dead people. So she's not keeping the halachas of Naziris. It says the Mishnah, she gets malchus because she violated a negative commandment. And the Gemara explains that even if later on the husband came along and he was mayfair, he annulled her naziris, nevertheless, she still gets lashes because the husband's annulment only works going forward. It doesn't retroactively remove her naziris. Says the Mishnah, hefer labala, what happens if her husband annuls her naziris? V'hi la yada shehefer labala, but she has no idea that her husband abolished the naziris, and yet she still continues to drink wine and come in contact with dead people. She's really not a nazira, but in her mind, she still thinks she's a nazira, and she's violating commandment after commandment. Says the Mishnah, biblically, we can't give her lashes, because she, bottom line is, she's not a nazira once her husband abolishes her naziris. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, even though we cannot give her biblical lashes, we can still give her tisbeg makas mardus, we can still give her rabbinic lashes, because she's intending to violate a Torah commandment every time she drinks a glass of wine or she comes in contact with dead people. Now, there happens to be a big machlokes what the status of makas mardus, what rabbinic lashes are like. Some people say that they're stricter or harsher than biblical lashes. We find by biblical lashes that there's this particular evaluation and that, there can't be more than a certain amount of lashes, but when it comes to rabbinic ones, they're even stricter. Some people say that until the person accepts upon themselves to follow the laws, we beat them. And the final opinion is that they were much more lenient and that they don't give so many lashes. Some say they only give one-third of the lashes, one-third of 39. So if there's a difference in opinion in halacha, what makas mardus is. But there isn't a difference of opinion in this particular thing, because according to many, the Rabbi Yehuda is not even arguing on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says there's no biblical malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says there's rabbinic malchus, but the Rabbanan would agree. I tell the Rambam Paskins and the Kesef Mishnah Paskins. Regardless, wishing you a fantastic upcoming day and a really wonderful upcoming week.